With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Give a whole talk about treating our work like an athletic event. And when you see it that way, it doesn't mean you don't have fun. And I mean, having a shift drink and hanging with the people you just did battle with should never be taken away.
But I mean, what's wrong with like calling that out a little bit? It almost feels like our industry is growing up a little bit. And I know it's easy to hold on to like It's easy to hold on to what was and to really glorify it. And I liked the school of hard knocks. I liked how hard life was. I felt like I was doing something not a lot of people could handle. But it doesn't mean it needs to be the norm. And I think to have that stuff challenged, I don't think is that awful.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your mise en place. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah! Happy Thursday, everybody! Happy Thursday! That's a good one. This is them dog days of summer. Your boys here at Plum Love Foods Live are still going to keep it going. While the other jabroni podcasts out there, Dan, are taking that summer off. They're taking that break. They're going away. They're putting their little toesies in the sand. They're having a cocktail on the beach. No, no, no. The Good Brothers are going to be here putting out that content, sir.
Serious content. Always representing.
That's
24/7, 365.
Probably 362 because we do cape. You know, sometimes I take a little best.
I mean, it's probably more like one. Like no, Mike. 50, like 50,
I guess it's 52. 40, days.
346.
No, it's like 49.
40.
Like the 49.
Yeah, I like that.
We handle it though. We handle it.
That's
we
it.
Do it.
That's
big,
it. Because we here. We're doing our thing.
Every 49 days of the year.
That's right. That's right. It's your boys here at Plum Love Foods Live. Chef Dan, of course, Chef Jeffy, you've heard him. We're sitting here live at the table in person with the one and only Chef Dave is joining us. Dave, what's happening, brother?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Well, we are sitting here amongst a mess of cables and microphones and computers and truly hard seltzers.
As truly hard as they get.
I like the margarita ones, Jeffy.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Our friend Leah Speed from Sam Adams and Co.
Shout
out to her. She was like, hey, those are delicious, Chef. Is that the first time you've had them a couple weeks ago? And I was like, it was. And she goes, here's a bunch more. I think you'll like them. And I got not. And she, I actually haven't received them, but I bought these. They're good. They're
like,
good.
Here, just drink four of them, and now you're addicted.
Yes, true. They are made with psilocybin mushrooms, I think.
Ooh, let me get one of those.
Shit, I'll take
now three. You want us all to get into
there it. You go. Now who's the asshole? All right, listen, boys. So we're all out here. Dan's live with me sitting right here along with Dave, and Jeffy is at his house. But we're all coming at you live right now. We're excited. We've got a fun show tonight, boys. I got a great story about our guest I'm going to tell you in a few minutes, and we'll bring her on here shortly. But we're all out here working. How does it feel, Dan, to be working with the Good Brothers, doing a gig live with Jeffy again? I know we've done lots of things, but how is that? Is Jeffy being in charge?
Well, yeah, this is the first event I've done as Jeffy, as the head, and it's been great. I love working with Jeffy. He's a good dude. He has his kitchen is wild. Shit's hard to find, but I mean, overall, it's a good time. Like, we're having fun, getting shit together, throwing down. It's a fucking amazing facility. So, all in all, it's a good time. And anytime I get to hang out with the Good Brothers, it's always a good time.
That's right. And there may be a little pool swimming later on for us.
Absolutely. I would be disappointed if there's not.
It's got to be. And Dave,
really
welcome back.
Knowing that your wife's not there.
Yeah, well, you know. Welcome back. Dave, is his time in Boston is finished. He is joining us out here in the Hamptons. You're
formerly
here.
Boston Dave, formerly
Davey Soft Davey Surf.
Soft Surf.
Yep. Yeah. No more Davey Soft Surf. Now he's going to be Davey Surf and Turf.
Yep. Yeah. Davey Surf and Turf. The Gosman's Gorilla.
The Gosman's Gorilla. Well, welcome back. Are you happy to be back here in the Hamptons now?
Yeah.
Talking to microphone.
I am talking. Is that better?
Much better.
No, you
much
are. Better. That sounds like you are actually with us.
Thank you. Yeah. He held the microphone like to the side and was looking to his left and goes, am I
hey,
not talking?
Dog, you already know what it is.
Yo, dog. But welcome back. We're happy to have you back with us, Dave.
It's good to be back.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
There we go. That's all it. Right. All right, moving on.
All right, there you go.
Good to have you back,
hey,
Dave.
Hey, everybody. The Gosman's Gorilla, a.k.a. Davey Surf and Turf. Everybody, yes. There he is.
Good, Dave.
There he is.
Good job. There he is. That concludes our interview segment with Dave.
That's Dave, our moment with Dave. There we are. Very happy to have him. It's great to have him around.
Hot take. Shut up, dummy. Hot take. Glad you're back.
Hot take right there, for sure.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
There it is. Well, listen, I got to tell you guys a story. So our guest tonight on the program, I went to go see a friend of our show, a friend of all of ours, Jesse Rubin. He played a show back in May. Jesse, great, very awesome guy, talented guy.
Love that guy. Love that guy. Great story.
Yeah.
Just a real heartfelt guy. You can feel it in his music. You can feel it in his conversation. He's funny. Just really, really love that dude.
So I went to go see him, and I go down to the basement because it was a house show, literally in a person's house, which is actually pretty fucking cool. And he's there performing, and I get there a little early, so I walk down to the green room, so to speak, and I'm, you know, giving Jesse a big hug. We're catching up and pleasantries, and all of a sudden you just hear a few choice, colorful metaphors coming from a side room, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? It was
were they limericks, or were they like...
No, I mean, like, it was like, fuck this, and what the fuck, and where the fuck, and...
I don't think you know what a metaphor is.
Yes, I do. Colorful metaphors.
Oh.
Didn't it...
Just breaking balls.
Let me tell you something. My grasp of the English language is bar none.
You're from Virginia, so
thank
I mean,
you.
It's got to be pretty stellar.
Hey, dog.
Take me home.
No, stop it. So anyway, so I look over, and it's this wonderful human being, Jen Grinnells, who was on our show tonight, and we talked a little bit, and we were making some jokes and having some laughs, and she ended up asking me during her set, which was fucking phenomenal. She was an incredible performer, to play a drum during a song that I still wasn't sure what song we were playing. I was kind of confused, but I was like, fuck yeah, let's go, whatever, I'm in. And we had a great time, so I said I thought she'd be a great guest on the show, talk about traveling, talk about touring, food, all those sort of things. Dan, you're looking at me like I have 9 heads.
No, I'm listening to your captivating story. It's,
all right.
Of course you're drawn to someone who's swearing like a sailor in the back room. I mean,
it's
kind of the people you hang out with.
It was brief.
That kind of lady.
But yeah, very talented artist, Jeffy. Her music's great. She's now in my rotation on Spotify, and I hope to maybe show some other chefs out there this type of, her type of music. So I think it's pretty awesome.
Let's do it.
That's it.
Yeah, I've been listening to it this afternoon. You just turned me on to it tonight. Like, I kind of was late to the party. I've had a lot of stuff going on this week with this party, and so I just started listening to it, and I think it's great. I'm excited to hear the song that you're going to play.
We're going to bring her in with a song here in a few minutes. So why don't we go ahead and do our break, Jeffy, and then when we get back, we'll bring our guest in and talk a little bit about travel and talk about music and all those fun things. What do you think? Would that work for you?
That always works for me, Danny.
You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Dan, Chef Dave, and Chef Jeffy. Stay right there. We'll be right back with our guest, Jen Grinnells. Oh yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinsui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeffy, there you go. That's right. Hey, Jeffy, you know where good food starts?
Good food starts at farms.
Great guess. Great guess. Great guess. Nope.
Grass. Right?
That's right. Good food starts at The Pantry, the number one gourmet specialty food shop in Fairfield, Connecticut. The Pantry, their main goal is to provide customers with superior food choices along with the legendary customer service you'd expect from an upscale market. Jeffy, The Pantry in Fairfield, they have it all.
You know, I think that's right. They have award-winning pastries, spectacular prepared foods, an amazing deli, salad bar. They
Lots
have all sorts of specialty groceries, top-quality meats, seafood. They have a beautiful bakery and so much more.
Hey, you know what sets The Pantry apart from the competition? Dan, do you know?
I believe I do.
I don't think you know, Dan. I don't think you have any idea. It's their great customer service, great food, and their employees. And listen, Dave, don't forget to check out their take-home meal section. Try one of my favorites, the Duroc pork chops. They are delicious. There's a fermented bean paste on there. It is unbelievable.
That sounds pretty unbelievable. Good. The Pantry, 1580 Post Road in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Good food starts here.
Are you stepping all over my last night?
I was doing it with you. Oh, Jeffy, we got one more live read we gotta do. Are you ready for this? Oh, we need better music for it, though, don't we? Hold on. I gotta find out which one. Let's do this one, all right? Is it this one? No, you know what it is? This is the music for it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jeffy.
Yo, this is a little too aggressive for this.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's perfect.
All right, hold on. I mean, maybe we should just go with this one, then.
It's time for a peace.
All right, you got to check it out. Jeffy, tell them what we got for them right now.
Well, what we got for you right now is a coffee table book that was curated by a friend of the show, Harry L. Thomas, MSW. He's a wonderful fella. Put together this beautiful book, Peace by the Sea, inspiring images and quotes to light your way. And I'm telling you, having your cup of coffee, you're sitting there, just kind of enjoying your morning. You pick up this book, you just paw through it a little bit, and the feeling of like, hey
listen, Jeffy, Harry's seen it all. He's been in a movie with Al Pacino. He's been all over. He's always on set, okay, and he's always there to make things happen. He's learned a lot. Beautiful photos, inspiring quotes from people like Oprah Winfrey, Barack Obama, and Drew Barrymore. Lots of inspiring quotes from everyone there. You got to check it out. Peace by the Sea. And also, while you're doing so, check out his new book, Jeffy, Finding Peace by the Sea by Harry L. Thomas. More inspiring quotes and great photographs to bring you and your life more centered. Check out harrythomas.com.
up in that pussy, you claim you a saint. Do what they can and they hate what they ain't. But I am the greatest, that ain't for debate. Raising the stake.
Oh, yeah. Plum Love Foods Live.
Change the vibe.
I did not know the song was going that way. It's just supposed to be background music.
All of a sudden, man, I jumped up, threw this chair back.
That was a perfect Kerry Thomas song, by the way.
Oh, my God. I'm a terrible person. All right, my friends. We're very excited right now. Here, I'm going to play you a little song from our friend Jen Grinnell. She's going to be on the program here in just a few minutes. A very, very fantastic artist. We're excited to have her on. Check this song out real quick. It's called Always on the Run by Jen Grinnell.
Cobblestones and empty streets. Virginia is a memory. I'll trade the vines draped over trees for cactuses and tumbleweeds. They say I have a western heart. Wait until the day turns dark.
If you like true crime, celebrities, or conspiracies, this story is for you. Remember where you were at mentally and emotionally during the pandemic? Now imagine you're being hacked, stalked, and manipulated by someone or something so powerful that it becomes a federal case. That's what happened to me. The Final War Podcast. Out now on all available platforms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Joining us now on the program She's a national touring singer, songwriter, recording artist, and composer. She's in the middle of writing a musical right now. She's performed nearly 1,500 concerts and venues, ranging from Lincoln Center to performing arts centers, listening rooms, you name it, she's done it. She's even shared the stage with artists including 10,000 Maniacs, Christopher Cross, Edward McCann, you name it, she's done it. And not only that, she also shared the stage with me, my friend, since I played drums on one of her songs. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for our friend Jen Grinnell's joining the program.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, friend, what's happening?
Guys, that intro, I made a Mai Tai, and then I drank half of it.
That's the point. See, we want you to have a cocktail first, and then we get it moving, you know? That's what we do. Here's the problem. So you come on a show with a bunch of gorillas who cook food for a living. So we just sit here and run our mouths and talk shit and then try to laugh at it. And then for some reason, we become number two in fucking podcasts in Italy. I don't understand how that happens.
Oh, humble brag.
Ciao.
You know. Well, listen, we're so excited you're here. Thanks for joining us on the program. When you performed with Jesse, I was just blown away. I thought you were so great live. Seriously, like I didn't tell Jesse, but you kind of stole the show.
Oh yeah, don't tell him that. That's really
I texted him and I was like, "You shouldn't work with her anymore."
No. Jesse's one of my favorite people. No. I love touring with him, but he is very sweet and he's he's good for my self-esteem, definitely. I like how he introduces me by, like, I should never sing after her.
Well,
very kind of him.
I love Jesse, but he's kind of right. I don't know. I'm just, like, he should go first, and then you should go. Well, you know what was really cool about it is that, like, I remember you didn't even really use a microphone a whole lot. It was kind of cool.
Well, if I'm super loud and I'm in a house, it's not really that necessary. But wait, I have to know, what was even, like, I just... The colorful metaphor with which you were
yelling
to me,
fuck about something in that room.
There.
Yeah, you were like, where the fuck is the fucking thing? I was like, who is that? He was like, oh, that's Jed. She's playing the night. I was like, oh, and you were like, oh, hi. And I was like, okay,
hi.
Cool. She's
Mom,
awesome.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I've never
She's
said
a pirate.
Words. Yeah, must be. Must
First
be.
First of all, I have to tell you, my husband, I was like, I'm doing a podcast with like three chefs. And he's like, do they know what a good cook you are?
Is that true? Are you a good cook?
Like, complete sarcasm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was like, maybe tell them about that time I was going to, there was like a short period of time where I think, I don't know, like Bravo was going to have like worst cooks in America. And he literally sent in an application.
Oh my God.
For me.
For you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
On my behalf.
Well, see, you would go there and learn some skills on that show, which would be great. Like, you'd be the drizzling shits at first, but then you'd get better.
Yeah, I think, you know, if I put my mind to it, I could improve some.
I mean, sure, why not? Well, listen, here's the thing. So, you can be a bad cook, but we all have skills in some capacity, right? For instance, I don't actually ever want to hear Dan play guitar and sing, but Dan's a fantastic cook, so we're all good at something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think we all look for our passion and our skills. I do always, like, it sounds silly, but if I ever suck at anything, I would go, but I sing pretty. That's my thing.
That's it.
I sing pretty.
I love
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, I can't cook you dinner, honey, but I sing pretty.
I should try that, too.
And I can wash some dishes.
But I can cook pretty. Does that work? I don't know. Well, Jen, how long have you been playing music? I mean, is this something you've done your entire life?
Yes.
So, like,
sorry,
like,
the Mai Tai's kicking in. Yes.
Well, I just want to point out, too, you're in Maui right now, which is awesome. So there could potentially be a delay Maui. Between the Mai Tai and the Maui.
Yes. Yes. It seems very appropriate to make myself the Mai Tai. I've always been a singer. I pretty much came out the womb singing. But I think a lot of kids, you know, sing. But I was definitely encouraged from a young age and, you know, did choir and the musical theater. And I even went to school for musical theater. Then I did musical theater. And then I was like, actually, I think I want to write my own song. So I think I've been touring for almost a decade and a half now.
Wow. That's crazy. That's a lot of touring.
Like, yes, it is a lot of touring.
I didn't know you were a music theater person. That's what I was too. My first stint in college, I was a music theater major. I was a theater kid my whole life. So makes sense.
No way.
Oh yeah, long hair down to my ass, eye makeup, all of it.
You were a thespian.
I was part of the International Thespian Honor Society as well.
Me too.
Hey, there we go.
Get the frick out of here.
Jeff hates us.
Wait,
right
so,
now.
I don't hate you guys. I was a thespian in high school.
Tap dancing. Oh.
I didn't follow through.
What a crew we are.
Yeah, how about that? Dan, were you a thespian in high school?
I think technically I was in acting class and I did a bunch of that stuff, so. So yeah, I
oh
guess I wasn't.
God.
So it's a whole group of thespians.
Oh my god! Wait, one more. Dave, were you?
Kinda. I did theater class for like 3 semesters.
Were you a tech kid, like light designs and shit?
No, I was on stage.
Were you?
Yeah, like a lot of time on stage.
I would love to see you do a monologue,
but not now. One of them was actually from the opening scene of Scarface in high school.
Wow!
Hell yeah!
All right, well, there you
That's
go.
Ambitious.
The opening yeah. scene from Scarface. That's intense.
How about
bro.
That? How about
in
that?
In high school.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, Jen, you played music. I mean, it all makes sense. Like, I think, like, you know, all the kids in theater and high school and that sort of thing. Like, I play guitar. I'm nowhere near as good as you guys, as you are. But, you know, played in bands, all that sort of thing. Is that kind of where it started with you? Like, you've just done that your whole life and just it just won't go away?
I think it's not that it won't go away. I think I was just very singularly minded.
Nice. Nice. I like how you worked that out. That was good.
Yeah. I had to like think about it. I was just very, there was no plan B. It was definitely always going to be singing. It was just kind of like in what capacity, but I had a band in high school. We used to, you know, play during lunch hour and, we even made an album and, it was very focused on that. And I studied musical theater. And then I started doing musical theater, but even when I, speaking of Pussy, which was not Pussy. Oh, shoot. That was a lyric in that song, right? That was kind of
true. We all just went, what is she talking about? We're like, what just happened?
What? Who was talking about Pussy?
It was in that song. We didn't know it was in this song. It was in the background music song.
We're always talking about it, but I didn't think it was with you. It's the weird thing.
Jesus, Jeff.
It was shocking. And then, yes. So I was in musical theater, but that was like Tuesday through Sunday. And on Monday nights, my best friend and I would play in a bar. And the owner, like, I think we went to an open mic one night and we played our breakup songs at this Irish pub. And then he was like, I'm giving you girls Monday night and we're going to call it Bitches in Heat. That's what I meant, Bitches.
That's kind of awesome. Where was that at? What town was that in? Like, what city?
That was in San Diego in a neighborhood called Claremont.
That's
awesome.
It was
called the Blarney Stone. It's still there. It was a thing. We shared the night with Fever Crotch.
Sure. Why not?
It was Bitches and Heat and Fever Crotch. And that was where I really like honed my skills in terms of being a singer-songwriter and writing original material. And then I kind of at some point just kind of knew that I enjoyed that more than doing the same show night after night. I played Janis Joplin at the time, which was pretty cool. And then I did a long stint in Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which are really cool, like, you know, rock roles to play. But I just kind of thought, I think what I want to do is do a singer-songwriter thing. So then I gave up the musical theater for a second and hit the road. And then, like, I guess 15 years went by. So,
I mean, before we jump on that hitting the road part, you didn't want to join Fever Crotch? You weren't trying to see if there was an opening there for yourself to get in there?
No, Bitches and Heat was better.
All right, fair enough. Hell
yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Bitches and Heat.
I mean, we were trying to form a band, and I mean, Fever Crotch is a good fucking name.
It is. It's a good name.
So
definitely.
You go on the road.
I think they named themselves.
Yeah. Well, you go on the road, and you travel, and, I mean, you play in a massive amounts of shows constantly. I mean, I feel like you just at that point in time, you play just anywhere?
Yeah. So the first thing I did was I gave up my apartment because I was like, well, I guess I definitely overhead is not great. So
traveling
I
musician
my
might as well be homeless. Makes sense.
Exactly. And then my plan, truthfully, was I plotted out where I had relatives and friends that lived across the country. and I would beg for a show in some sort of like bar or wherever I could get one on like a Friday or Saturday. And then I would get to that city a week early and I would play open mics leading up to the show every single night.
Okay.
So like Sunday through Thursday, I'd play the open mic. I'd sing my two songs. I would say, hey, I have a show this week. I'm from whatever. And then, yeah, by that time, then people would come back and I'd have like a little audience. And I also, I mean, this was when CDs were still things. And so I realized pretty quickly that I could sell enough CDs to survive based off of two songs at an open mic. So
wow.
I literally would play every single night, no matter where I was. If I had a show, great. But if I didn't have a show, I was playing an open mic to promote the show. But I would also sell CDs at wow. the open mic. So
Jeffy, she's a hustler, man.
Absolutely. I love the DIY spirit.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that was it.
That's awesome.
That's
and
how
so,
it started.
But how does that go from, you know, getting by on CDs, staying at friends' houses, to now you're playing, sharing a stage with 10,000 maniacs? How did we get there?
Well, I guess first I discovered the world of college concerts, college performances. They pay really, really yeah. well. So that
Hell
helped
yeah.
a lot. And I was playing a lot. I think I've played like hundreds and hundreds of colleges
wow.
and universities. I used to play tons and tons and tons. So that was helpful. And that was also really, really, really good kind of like training ground, because it's one thing to get a bar on your side and to win a bar over. But they were kind of starting to come because it was our night. But like with college kids, it's a challenge to win over college kids in most of the scenarios, because most of the scenarios, they like stick you in the middle of the cafeteria.
Well, what year are we talking here?
Kids are like, what? I think this was like, I want to say that was like 2007.
Okay.
I want to say, yeah, because I think I started winning like awards, like best campus musician.
You just made that one up.
They were very important. Very, very important. So then I did a bunch of those. And then, actually, I guess something I've never really said before in an interview is that the way that I met like the 10,000 Maniacs and Mark Broussard, who I've toured with a bunch and adore, and Edwin McCain, who is so awesome, and I've toured with a bunch, is all of those came from playing a thing called Folk Alliance, which is what it sounds. It's a like a convention of folk singers.
Whoa.
And it's so you guys are not familiar. Okay. I'll tell you about
No, we're not, but it's okay. Yeah, definitely tell us, though, because...
It's dope. Are you kidding?
It's, like, it's really interesting. It's during the day, it's a regular kind of convention, and you can go to, like, panels, and then there's bigger concerts that you can go to. But at night, at least the way that it used to be, I haven't been in years, but at night, the top three floors of the hotel that everybody was staying in turned into these little mini showcase rooms, and people would stuff their mattresses into the hotel bathroom. And then like the hotel room itself became like a little mini venue. And then they would get as many performers. So they'd be sponsored rooms, like different venues or different, record labels or whatever. They would all sponsor these rooms, and it was three floors of them. So it was tons of rooms, and then they would give you maybe like, I don't know, I can't, in my memory it was like 15 minute little slots, so you'd sing like a few songs, maybe you'd do a half hour slot, and then each artist would go around with these crazy schedules, like I'll be in room 401 at 10:45 and I'll be in room 603 at 11 p.m and like come
so they would
here,
do different rooms
here. And then it's yeah you so you
oh,
bounce around
cool.
you try to get as many showcases as you could. And then it was like, if you were an attendee, it was like speed dating for music, because you're walking down the hall and every single room has a different band playing. And
that sounds awesome. I'm not going to lie. This kind of sounds fun. Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, that sounds incredible. That sounds like a great time.
It's super, super cool. So I guess it kind of, in some rooms were sponsored and really well known and would have really well known people, and other rooms, like you could walk into a room and have like Bella Fleck, you know, and be like,
whoa.
Oh shit, I'm going to sit and listen. Or you'd walk in and never hear of anyone. And I think I was really, when I did it, a lot of the rooms I was in weren't amplified. And so I remember I did one, and they hadn't even bothered to move the bed into the bathroom. So I started playing my little showcase, and nobody was there. And then this guy, I think he heard me down the hall because I was so loud, and he came in, he sat on the bed, he listened to the whole set. And then he was like, I finished my set, and he was like, "You do not suck." I remember that.
Thanks, fella.
You do not suck. And he gave me his card, and his name is Michael Jaworek, and he is the promoter slash talent buyer at the Birchmere in Washington, D.C., or it's technically Alexandria, Virginia. And ever since then, he's just been like a champion for me. And he
That's
has
awesome.
Been like, okay, I'm going to bring you in to open for this person and this person. And so each of these people I've opened for has then been like, yeah, sure, you can tour with me. And so all of these good opportunities and getting to tour with these amazing acts has been through him.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
That's so awesome,
thanks,
Jen.
Michael, shout out.
Shout out to Jen Grinnells.
I really love opening, which if you talk to Jesse Rubin, like he does too, it kind of becomes this thing where you like, the challenge is to really win people over in 30 minutes, you know? And I think I just really, really enjoyed it. And so I started doing that. And then after I would do like, say like a West Coast run opening for Mark Broussard, I would go back and like headline all of those same venues. And that way those people would all come back. And it was, that's how it worked.
Man, that's a great story there because you never know what's going to happen. We talk about it all the time. We do festivals and things. You never know who's going to be there. Dan, let's get those plugs out for Jen. We haven't quite got there yet. That's such a great story. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Jen Grinnell got a few things coming up. Jen Grinnell's at IG. Check her out. Check out the website, jengrinnells.com. And she got a show in California Bay Area about August 12th. Go check her out. She's doing these awesome things.
The best plug man in the business right there, Jen. How about that?
Beautiful.
He's killing
Jen Grinnells.
He's killing
two
it.
Ends.
Did I read you're a Nashville girl or no? Or you live there or were there?
I lived there for 6 years, and I hardly remember it because I was pretty much on the road the whole time.
Dude, I went to Nashville for the first time in June ever in my life and had the best time.
Wow. Yeah, it's a super fun place.
We spent, we went to this club called, this honky-tonk called Nudies twice, like 2 times in the weekend. It was the best place ever.
If you like true crime, celebrities, or conspiracies, this story is for you. Remember where you were at mentally and emotionally during the pandemic? Now imagine you're being hacked, stalked, and manipulated by someone or something so powerful that it becomes a federal case. That's what happened to me. The Final War Podcast. Out now on all available platforms.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, it's a dangerous place. You go and you're like, just going to hang out till 10, just till midnight. And then you're like, yeah. I don't remember last night.
Well, the best part is, so it was my wife and I's first like trip without the kids. Like we're going with other friends, like adults. And like, there's nothing better than doing trips like that when you're the age I'm at now, because like, you know, I have, you know, we have disposable income. Like it's so I'm going to watch these bands, Jen, and they're like, you know, they take requests. That's how they make their money. And I am just filling this dude's bucket full of money. I'm like, dude, play a Taylor Swift song. All right, now play Anthrax. And they're doing it, and they're fucking killing it. It's incredible.
I'm really glad you said Anthrax, though, because the Taylor Swift ones are probably like, no.
They totally did. And the best part was the drummer sang. It was so good. And then they played, yeah, I was like, play Metallica pre-Black Album. And they did. They were great. They loved us because we kept giving them money. So, you know.
That's amazing. They probably love a challenge like that, too. And they're so talented. The people that are out down on Broadway are so, so talented.
I mean, every musician there is fantastic. All of them were. Did you ever get a chance to play anywhere down there or no?
I played a few times on Broadway. It's not so much my thing because...
Yeah, different style of music.
The only time I wanted to play was if it was in the round because I don't want to play covers. Like, that doesn't really interest me. And if you play a venue there, typically you have to play a certain percentage of covers if you're doing, like, a long set that's not a songwriters in the round.
Right, right.
That was not my thing. And then even, honestly, the songwriters in the round has never really been my thing. Like, just standing and sitting up there and, like, waiting for the other people, three people to go and then being like, okay, now I'll go. And then you, like, go around again, like, I think it can be so cool when people know each other's songs and they can, like, jump in and jam. But when you just are just sitting there for 12 minutes, it's like, okay. I like to think of my show as, like, it's a show. Like, I have built an arc into it. I have built, like, the banter is almost scripted at this point, you know? Like, I know how it's going to go, and I'm trying to create a certain experience. And so... it was not my thing.
Well, you know what?
It's down on the Broadway.
It's interesting you say that because one of the things about your show that I did enjoy was that banter. And, you know, I do live demos, and I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them to the point now where it's the same jokes over and over again. Because, you know, it's almost like being a stand-up comic. You know what works, what doesn't work. You're going to stick with the A material. You go with it, and you go through the motions. Is it the same thing, like, when you're doing a show... you know, you're in between songs, your banter. Is that the same sort of thing you do? You just kind of go through the motions because it's the same stuff you know that works?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination, right? Like, you know what's going to work, but then you also ad-lib. And then there's some nights where something will happen and you're like, I'm keeping that because it works and it lands. And I will say that the show that you saw, it was really hard because there was so much new material that I had never performed before.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like little bit like going by the seat of my pants a little bit. And I wasn't as sure as like the show that I've always been touring pre-pandemic, where I wasn't as prolific. So I would change out. I'd have like one new song a night, not like 10 new songs a night, where I'm like, what is the best way to intro this song? And how are people going to respond to this song? And like, yeah, so there was a lot of guesswork, I guess, kind of when you saw it. But eventually, yeah, it'll be like a show where I know exactly what's going to entertain people. And I think, you know, because I was opening, you didn't even see like a full show because I think I only did like 30 or 35 minutes.
Yeah,
so,
that's like 30
which
40
I love.
Minutes,
it's just a different set than when you have your band and you're doing a whole headlining thing. But
well, you killed it when I saw you.
Jesse. Well, thank you. Jesse is like, I mean, if he lost his voice, he could be a stand-up comic. Like, he's so funny. It's like,
yeah, he's
a
funny guy, no doubt.
Him.
No doubt. Yeah.
So hilarious.
Very funny guy. But I mean, you know, I did tell him, like you said, yeah, Jess, you shouldn't let her come with you anymore. She just wouldn't do it. Just wouldn't do it.
I love touring with Jesse. So Jesse, don't listen to him. Do not listen to him if you are listening to this.
Oh, he will. I'm sure I'll get a message from him. Hey, what are you talking about, dude? well, we were hoping that maybe you'd throw the speakerphone on and do something fun for us. I don't know. Whatever you are feeling. I think when Jesse was on here, he played a TLC song. So I don't know if you're going to do that. But yeah, I think, didn't he play, Jeff, what did he play, like Waterfalls or something?
Yes. I was planning on playing TLC.
Oh, shit.
Dang it.
Maybe you could do like
an
LL Cool J or something, a Wu-Tang song. I don't know. What do you think?
Here's what I was, what I realized. I am on vacation and I don't have my guitar. However.
Oh, okay. No problem.
I have a guitar-lele.
Even better. So, I got one of those.
They're so cool, right? You can be lazy. You don't have to learn the actual ukulele.
Yeah, and if you have fat fingers like me, you can just press one string, and like it sounds like you're doing something.
Exactly. So it's going to sound a little Hawaiian. Also, at this point, I've consumed most of my Mai Tai, but that could make the sound better.
Even better. What time is it there in Maui right now? She's like, I have no idea. All right, good. So you still got some sunshine by the beach, right?
I do, yeah. But my guitar was upstairs, so I was stalling because I had to walk up here.
Oh, that's all right. Well, while you're finishing that, Dan's going to plug you one more time while you're doing that.
Yes. Check her out. Jen Grinnells. Hook her up. Check out her website, jengrinnells.com. Check her out on IG. She got a show coming up. If you're in the California Bay Area, go check her out. She's doing big things, beautiful songs. It's going to be awesome.
There you go. Perfect. That's the best plug man in the business. Jeffy, are you familiar with a Gitalele, Jeffy? You've seen mine, haven't you?
I am familiar with a Gitalele. They're awesome. Super fun to play.
Smaller size guitar, but still six strings as opposed to a ukulele that has four strings.
Exactly.
And it's tuned a little bit differently, so you can actually play it like a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was that, Jen?
I love it.
Did we stall enough for you there?
It's just it's like a guitar at the third fret.
Ooh, I didn't know that. That's helpful.
I'm tuning.
All right.
I think what I want to do, this is my sound check. How's it going?
Sounds great.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying to you. This is great. It's awesome. Listen, we're making the wonders of technology work for us right now.
My phone, my tuning app does not work while I'm on the phone. So I'm just by ear.
So you could do it by ear.
Okay, so I kind of have, this is my song that's a little more like me.
Okay.
That means nothing to you. And if this sounds horrible, we can just end right there. And then if it sounds great, I...
We'll cut it out. Don't worry. We'll edit it.
Just hang up. And then if it sounds great and you're like, play more. I have a little folk duo with my very best friend, Meredith. Oh, the original Bitches and Heat crew. Me and my friend, Meredith J. Clark.
And, is she there?
No, she's not. But I wrote this song for our little folk duo, and I finished it 2 days ago. I wrote it here 2 days ago.
Oh, that's incredible.
She's like birthing this song because I've never played it.
I can't. This is going to be exciting. Let's do it.
It's amazing.
Let's do it. Bitches in Heat.
I don't want to do
2022.
You're not doing it first. All right.
Yeah, that was scary. And it's also just like really folky and country. So first I want to play a song that's more me. Does that make sense?
Love it. Yeah. Let's do it.
Can you hear that?
We can hear it.
Okay. This is the Hawaiian Mai Tai version of Go Mine. You don't know what to make of me. Wonder to yourself, how can it be? I'm not the story that you know. You wanna offer sudden expertise. Think you need to ease all my worry. To tell me, don't give it up. Don't let it go. Well, not sure where you think I am, where I want to be. You pretend you don't comprehend when you say you hope things work out for me. Well, thank you for your good advice. It's so nice, but I take my chances. I'm quite pleased. I don't mind all the eyebrows. Sideways glances, and I've never been one for convention. Never one to seek a straight, dirty line. Everybody gets to go their own way. You can go yours, and I'll go mine. Well, maybe I do misconstrue all that good intention, only meant to be, but it gave no invitation to your proclamation, which presumes the past counted to the choices I've made. I'd be lying if I said I don't understand the attraction to those stars. I'd be lying if I said I don't find myself occasionally rattling bars. Well, thank you for your good advice. It's so nice, but I take my chances. I'm quite pleased if I don't mind all the eyebrows. I'm sideways blessed, and I've never been one for convention. Never one to seek a straight through the lines. Everybody gets to go their own way. You can go yours and I'll go mine.
Fucking awesome. What are you worried about sound? Jen, that was fucking great.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, good.
Holy shit. Are you around people right now? Can people see you or what's the story? Where are you at right now? Can people, are you
no.
in a, okay.
No.
So they definitely heard you.
In my little bedroom.
They definitely heard you.
Rocking.
Out the window.
I mean, that was awesome. Jeffy, that was fucking crazy.
I know. You sounded like you were playing in front of a crowd, which is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if it was the Mai Tais, but you were, that was fucking incredible. No, I'm you can hear the power in her voice. That's one of the things that struck
Absolutely.
Me so much, and the control that struck me when I saw you live, Jen. That was dope. That was really, really great. Dave, you were bobbing your head over there. What do you think, man? That's like the most emotion I've ever seen you show.
Yeah, I dig it. It was good. I really liked it.
Dan, what do you think?
No, it was great. It was fantastic. I loved the vocals. I loved the sound. I loved everything. It was a great song.
Yeah, that was incredible. Thanks for doing that. That was so dope. I mean, listen, if you wanted to play that other song, I'd love to hear it, but no pressure. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. That was great, though. We're so glad you did that. That was fucking dope.
Well, okay, well, first I was just realizing, like, so that's, like, the title track off of my album, Go Mind, that came out during the pandemic and, like, did a whole big Kickstarter for it and everything, and it took years to get made. And I'm like, I've never, like, done an album release. Like, I've never toured it. It's really kind of sad.
Well, you should do
that.
What are
we doing?
Oh, that's so sad.
I'm glad I'm getting to play it. I know. I think it just feels, like, weird at this point, you know? Like, I have two more albums on the way, and it's... came out 2 years ago, so it's kind of nice to just play that song and be like, oh, that album happened, you know.
Well, so that song, I mean, obviously I know a lot of musicians don't like to tell what their songs are about, what they mean to them, but can you give us any kind of inclination of what that's about and what was going on in your life when you wrote that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, especially because I had the Mai Tai, I'll be honest, I never am. So
everything's a gimmick. Like, Jen runs gimmicks.
An element of it is definitely the kind of like doing the independent route and not ever doing all of the things that are recommended to me throughout my career in terms of like how I should steer it and how I should present myself and what types of songs I should be writing. It's definitely like about pushing back on that, and that's the whole like I'm going to kind of do it my way, and
yeah,
everybody gets to go their way. You can go yours and you go mine. But it's also about there's this funny thing that happens with indie musicians, where not just indie musicians, but like somebody, and I know it comes from like a really good place, but when people kind of like have access to you after shows, and they'll, I think there's just kind of a weird, if you're not in the music industry, there's a lot of misconceptions about how the music industry actually is. And it's either you're busking on the corner or you're Katy Perry, and kind of that whole like working class musician sector, which is probably 99% of musicians, how we function and how things have to go down is really kind of murky and gray for most humans. They don't really have a good idea. So I think people don't know like how hard it takes to be, at least for me, like to get to a position where I am opening for the 10,000 Maniacs, or I am opening 300 and 400 seat venues. And I'm so proud of that. And people see you and, or even if like you're playing in the living room, they'll see you and they'll just kind of be like, oh, first I hate it. People are always like, don't give up. Right. I'm just like, what? Don't give up.
We're doing like, okay here. Like, yeah, that's.
Am I hanging off the side of a building about to let go? Like,
Jen, don't mean? Jump. Like, don't just stay
don't
there.
Do it. Don't let go. And I'm like, I just headlined my dream venue. What do you mean? Don't give up.
Oh my God.
You know, there's this like very bizarre idea of like where people think you should be, or like what they've seen, or like what might be
what
make
they
you happy.
Think success so is.
Yes, exactly. And then they also just because of that and where they're coming from, and it's only because they enjoyed your shows. I know the intentions are good, but they instantly want to help, and they're instantly experts, and they're instantly like, "What you need is a viral video."
Yes. You need a viral
video. You should make
video.
One of those. Make a viral video.
Oh, shit,
like, is
really?
There a phone number? And you should call it? And, like, I was like...
That's right. 1-800-VIRAL-VIDEO. You'll do well for yourself that way. Hey, do you find as... Yeah. So when you that song in particular just made me think like how much I would love – I have teenage daughters, and I would love for them to check your music out. I think they'd be way into it because they're very – that's just who they are. Basically, I just, like what your that song just said to me what my teenage daughters are and how they act. And it's in a positive mm-hmm. way, not in a negative way. They're very much march to the beat of their own drum, do things the way they want to do it. And but they're very still cool about it. Do you find that – and this is unrelated to what I just said there, but – with your career and what you've done, I mean, we talked about everybody else has an opinion, but do you think people feel more apt to want to tell you how to run your career because you're a female? Do you think it's made a difference, or it doesn't really matter anymore?
That's a good question, and I absolutely think because I'm a female, people are more comfortable and they tell me.
I hate that question. I hate that I even want to ask that. I think it's stupid to ask that. But I think it was, you know, just it kind of makes sense in the industry, you know. Because I know a lot of female chefs feel like all these other male chefs want to tell them what to do. And it's just stupid.
Yeah. It's just, I think if you are, yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I've never really thought about it like that. But I think that being female, being like very approachable, like warm, friendly person, and I will say, I mean, I think it doesn't matter what gender you are. I get like an equal amount of like, good luck, don't give up.
Yeah.
But the like instant expert that's going to tell me how to run it is a very male dominant
right.
thing. Like, it's definitely guys. And like I said, I want to keep saying, like, in case anyone's listening to this and you've ever offered me advice after a show, like, I know it comes from being so excited about what they've seen and they want to help in some way. But
it's
they don't
a good
realize
place.
That it comes
it's
across.
A good place, but like still, you know, like you've done this a long time. There's not a whole lot you haven't seen, you know.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's the respect part of it. Well, we got a lot of respect for you. That was incredible. You're in my rotation on Spotify right now. I just think you're the best. You're so fun. I can't wait to see you back here in the Northeast again. The boys might have a couple of questions for you, really quick, Jen. If you got two more minutes for us.
Yeah.
Jeffy, you got anything for Jen?
Yeah. Like, let's talk about some food. Do you actually cook and eat on the road?
Great question.
No.
Nope. She eats before she leaves, Jeffy.
What's your diet?
No, Jeffy, she eats before she leaves, and then when she gets home, and that's it.
Yep.
Oh, and I do want to talk about my musical really quick because we're all thespians. I feel like we should circle it back to the musical.
Oh, I was going to hit the end, but okay. I was going to finish with that.
The end. So on the road, I actually do have pretty much Google mapped like Whole Foods, Whole Paycheck, as my band loves to call it.
Whole Paycheck.
And all the things, like, because you're always in the middle of nowhere, so we will constantly be Googling, like, health food, grocery store, stuff like that. And I do try to stop there as much as possible. Like, very, very rarely, I would say in 15 years, have I stopped at a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
I just can't do it. And also, when I first used to start... when I was like super, super broke, you'd get the free meal from like the bar you were playing or the venue, and I would split it in half and I would eat it for lunch the next day. So I'd have a coffee in the morning. Oh, first of all, I'm a cappuccino girl. It has to be like third wave. I'm like super psycho snobby about that. So first I will find [S2] Nice. [S1] Like the third wave coffee shop, go get a cappuccino, press my appetite. Then I will pull the leftovers out of the back seat. Steve Foltz is a singer-songwriter that I know. He used to always joke that I would like be pulling pancakes out of my back seat like the whole time. Whatever was like left over from the meal previously. And then so then I was like not buying food, essentially. That's how I started. But now I'm always looking for like a health food grocery store, and I have a writer, you know, now that says like, please let's have veggies and fruit and stuff like that. So I try. I definitely try.
Well, now you have chef friends. So like when you're in the Northeast, you should just call us and we'll hook it up for you.
Okay. Yeah. Real food on the road. That sounds
hell
amazing.
Yeah. It'll be great. Listen, it'll be fantastic. Dan, what do you got for Jen?
Oh, I'm curious. The first song gave me like straight intro to a Quentin Tarantino movie vibes.
Oh yeah.
And the last song had like 70s, 80s kind of blues vibes. I was just curious what your inspirations were with a lot of music that you have.
Well, I think the inspiration for the one that I played live is actually like a Fiona Apple. I was really obsessed with her when I was growing up. And so I think I hear a lot of Fiona Apple in that one. But, of course,
I hear that.
A ton of what I play has a blues influence because I just love it and love, like, belting it out and love a big bass line and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, you were belting that out for sure. I mean, I'm telling you, the people in the other islands heard you. That was awesome.
And then the Quentin Tarantino one, I am working with an artist named Alfred Howard. He is in San Diego, and he and I have been working during the pandemic, and we've been putting out these songs as singles, and now that song that you played, Always on the Run, is going to be, we're going to redo it with some, we're going to redo the drums, we're going to do all these, like, we basically did that one really fast and released it, and it got a really great response, so we're like, all right, let's put out this album for real. And he always just sends me like lyric ideas, and so many of his lyric ideas have imagery of tumbleweeds and winds, and they're not all Western, but he definitely can throw that flavor in. And so I would say like maybe half the songs have kind of like, I don't know, because that's what he's sending over, I kind of will take that, and like, there's one song where I just went, like, straight 60s, like, old spaghetti Western, like, huge reverby chorus, you know? Like, I just love those old movie sounds with, like, the horns and the strings. So, and then we work with a producer named Mike Butler, and he's amazing, and he's the one that, like, threw the slide on there and, like, the big bassy hollow body guitar. And so it's kind of like the three of us. If you put us together, that's just what comes out.
That's awesome. So, I love that. And if you guys haven't done so yet, you can also check out all of Jen's music is on Spotify and basically anywhere you find your music, Apple Music, all those things. It's all right there. Last one, Dave, what do you got for Jen? You got something. I can see your brain turning.
All right. All your time on the road, what's your favorite town to eat in? And outside of pancakes, what's your like favorite tour food?
Good question.
Sushi.
Sushi
is my favorite every day. If I could eat raw salmon and raw tuna every meal, I would.
And what town? What town do you like to eat in? Or has been your favorite so far?
In terms of food, gosh, and it has to be like when I was touring.
Yeah, of course.
I will give a shout out. I know. Well, I'll give a shout out to, I played a private show for a couple that lives in Virginia Beach. they're both named Mark, and one of them is a chef. And he catered his party, and it was absolutely unreal and ended with, like, oyster shucking in the backyard. I mean, it was just so
sick. Nice.
Over the top. Very memorable. So I was like, this is my job, like, this is totally insane. That's the first one that pops to mind.
That's awesome.
I love eating and I love food, so I'm sure there's many, many, many more. But that one, I'm a big sucker for raw oysters. So,
well, like I said, you got chef friends now. The whole world's about to open up for you. You have no idea. It's going to be incredible.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Jen, we appreciate
you. Eating is definitely my top.
Oh, absolutely. Activity. We appreciate you so much. Dan, get those plugs out before we get her out of here.
Absolutely. Check her at Jen Grinnells on the IG. Check out the website, jengrinnells.com. That's Jen Grinnells, Jen, two N's. Check her out. Got big shows. California Bay Area, August 12th.
And before we get you out, Jen, one of the things, I mean, we talked about being theater kids to begin with when we started this whole conversation. You're writing a musical, or you wrote a musical, is that right?
I wrote it. It's still being worked on, but it opens January 17th.
Whoa, this is already being performed? This is happening?
Yeah.
What? I want to audition.
That's exciting. You can all audition. You're all thespians.
Oh, we definitely want Dave in there. That's what I'm talking. Dave is 6'7", 340 pounds. Like, we definitely need Dave.
I love it. It's but wait, are you guys singers? Because
yeah, Dave's a great
singer.
It's
like a rock Americana.
I have the
musical voice
of an angel.
Yeah, Dave's a great singer. He's got this. This sounds incredible. What's the show about?
More like a Chris Gaines.
Yeah, okay.
It's a true story. It's set during the Civil War, and it's about a girl named Sarah Rosetta Wakeman, who, when she was 19, she presented herself as a man, joined the Union Army, and wrote letters home to her parents all during the Civil War. And I think it was like in the 90s.
Right?
Her true story, yeah. I think it was like in the 90s, maybe the 70s or 90s, like her family finally like found these letters up in a trunk and they were like, oh shit. And then they gave them to this historian and she published them all.
That's
so you can
incredible.
Read all of these letters home. It's so cool because she was just like this angsty teenager, like, you know, 1860, 1960, 2060. Like they just read like,
wow.
An angsty teenager from any era who would go back and forth about hating her parents, loving her parents. I miss you. I hate you. I'm having a great time. I want to be a soldier. I don't ever want to come home. Oh, I can't wait to come home. So it's really, really fascinating because she was just really searching for who she was and what made her happy and stuff like that.
Wow. Yeah. That's some intense shit right there, Jen. That's crazy talk.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Shout out. You wrote the music and the lyrics and everything for it?
And the music and the lyrics. And then we, myself and the artistic director, Harmony France, are co-writing the book. And the book is a combination of, like, the actual letters and then, like, kind of the imagined scenes to fill in. And then we're, like, throwing in a couple other actual accounts of a couple other female soldiers that had different motivations for joining.
So we got to have this do amazing in Chicago and then get it in New York. That's the plan.
That is the plan.
Wow. Yep. Listen, you're an animal. You're a legend. This is incredible. I love this. What's the name of the show?
Right now we're calling it Rosetta Project.
Okay.
And you can hear all the demos on my website. And then we have an Instagram too, where you can hear, we cast a bunch of like super talented teenagers, because I really wanted teenagers to kind of show how intense this was, because they were fighting and dying. So we cast a bunch of teenagers out of Portland last summer and did a concert version, and they were incredible. They were so good. I bawled the whole time. So you can see little clips of them singing on Instagram.
Definitely going to check that out. What's that IG for that? Do you know it off the top of your head? We don't have it written down here.
I think it's Rosetta Project _musical would be my guess.
Rosetta Project.
That would be my guess. But I have it in my Instagram. I have it up at the top of my profile.
Awesome.
The link.
We got to check that out. Yeah. That's so dope.
Yeah.
You're awesome. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. It was so fun.
You guys are very fun. I'm really pleased that we're all thespians.
And right? Well, listen, come on. All
positive actors.
All cool people are usually thespians, you know. Listen, next time I see you, and I will see you again, because I'm going to come next time you're anywhere near the New York area, I'll show you pictures of me in high school with hair down to my waist and eye makeup on. It was a sight to see.
I love it. I love it.
That's what it was. Jen, thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us. We appreciate you so much. We're going to check out that musical. We're going to check out the website. Anybody in the Bay Area, we're going to go see that show. Dan, where's that show at? Do we know?
No, she didn't tell us. Do you know where the show is, Jen?
It's called The Back Room. The Back Room in Berkeley, California.
Oh, it's in Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And my band's awesome. They'll be on electric guitar, bass, and cello.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Cello. There you go.
Yeah.
Jen,
rockin' cello.
Thank you so much. Enjoy Maui. We're all jealous of you. Have another Mai Tai for you. And we'll see you on down the road. All right?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jen Grinnells. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
She was awesome. I really enjoyed that conversation, Jeffy. What do you think?
It was amazing. And her voice is incredible.
Next level, right?
Incredible. How blessed was that to just have her just belt out that song? I mean, that was awesome.
She got into it on that song and, like, crushed it. It was so dope. I'm so into it. Seeing her live was incredible. You guys don't even... Her voice is so fucking powerful. It was awesome.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell just a minute ago. It was crazy.
Unbelievable. Big shout out to Jen Grinnells for stopping by the program tonight. Loved hanging out with her. Dave, thanks for hanging out tonight. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And Dan, you good?
Yeah, I'm great, man. I'm turned on to another artist. She threw it out there. It was awesome. Yeah. And I like it. She had two different styles. It was dope.
She's very dope, right?
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Definitely check out that musical on her Instagram, too. We're going to check out some of that stuff as well. We're going to be on the
IG Live
Dive Bar on IG Live for a few minutes here in about 5 minutes. So make sure you join us there. Thanks for checking out the program. We appreciate everybody. Big shout out to Jen Grinnells. Follow her on her Instagram. What's her at?
Jen Grinnells, jengrinnells.com.
How do you spell that, dude?
JENNGRINNELS.
There it is. Jeffy, I think we made a new friend.
We made definitely a new friend and an amazing artist, and we hope to someday get together and have her come to an event. She is awesome.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Big shout out to her. We appreciate her. And I can't wait to tell our friend Jesse Rubin that, hey, we may have a new friend. Maybe he won't be our friend anymore.
What? No, Jesse Rubin's the man. I want to have them both our friends, have them both perform.
Dueling singers.
Are you kidding?
They're two both- singers enter, one singer leaves.
Oh, I like this even more, though.
Thank you. There we go. In the meantime and in between time, friends, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you on IG Live at the Dive Bar. Thanks, friends.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.